clearly there's a lot of focus on Libya right now, and it's easy to forget, though, that the protests in Bahrain are still going on. Thousands of people, mostly from the Shiite majority, are continuing to demonstrate in Pearl Square, and Owen Bennett-Jones of our partner the BBC paid a visit to what's fast becoming a permanent camp.
So this is Pearl Roundabout, and it's about 8:15 in the evening, and as the day's gone on, more and more people have gathered here, many of them just coming after their day's work, to join in this protest. And it is a remarkable atmosphere. There are lots of tents, people with generators settling in for a long stay, and then in the middle, a big stage with a lot of people making speeches. And I'm with one of the organisers now of this whole protest here, and she says she doesn't want to be named on air, a sign really that people don't know how this is going to work out. And just tell us, how would you describe the atmosphere here now?
I mean, it's a mixture of joy and sadness. We're happy that we've managed to occupy the square again, but at the same time, we had to pay a very high price to be here today. We're standing at the very spot where at least four martyrs were slain. You can see that blood-stained area over there and the bullet wounds, bullet shots in the ground.
Perhaps you can help us. What should we see here to get a fuller impression of what it's like in Pearl Roundabout?
Oh, there's loads of things that you can see. I mean, I can give you a complete tour. We have a centre for artists. We have lectures going on behind us.
Lectures?
Yeah, we have a lecture. There's a lawyer giving a lecture behind us over there.
Giving a lecture on what?
About what a constitutional monarchy means, what kind of rights and responsibilities that the government would have, a new government would look like.
Really, like a sort of seminar?
Oh, no, there's seminars. There's two seminars a day.
Two a day?
Yeah.
And then we can probably hear now quite loudly because we're just getting closer to the stage. That's where, what, the main political speeches are being
made? That's a rally. There's a rally that goes on all the time.
We're being looked at by someone here.
He says he wants the media to be more realistic in the way it portrays the events here.
Let me just say that a man of probably 40 years old with a kaffir tied around his head has just come up to talk to us.
He says the British and the Americans have allowed this regime to stay for the last 200 years, and it's really wrong what they've their silence on the deaths that have happened. He says all the nation blames the UK and the America.
We've just moved to another part of the roundabout area. Where are you taking us now?
We're going to take you on the other side here. We have more tents that have been set up. That's the artist area that I was telling you about.
Well, let's go and have a look at that, because there's a tent there with lots of artworks. People have put paintings up. They're very striking images. There's a man there, almost like Munch's Scream. And other quite tortured pictures, aren't they? I mean, these are...
Yeah, I think they're people's expressions of death, blood and freedom.
Oh, gosh, and there are people painting inside, actually producing them now?
Yeah, they're done. They're working on them now.
There's a big fence here, but we'll just manage to slip through it.
Can you manage?
No problem.
Easy, eh?
Thank you.
So I'm just drawing and colouring.
And you've got paints, you've got a cardboard box sort of ripped open and paint all over it. It looks like it might spill over. And so you've got a huge bird in the middle of the image. And then
the flag of Bahrain.
The Bahraini flag.
Yeah, and the pearls here.
Oh, the pearls from the Pearl Roundabout.
Yeah.
Yes.
And each one, it represents the citizens of Bahrain. The Bahraini, that they are asking for their rights in this roundabout.
And are you going to try and sell the painting, or what's your idea?
No, it's for my country.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, thank you.
So thank you very much for showing us around, and very interesting to see this artist colony at the end with a lot of paintings being done here.
Yeah. This place, the name of the Pearl Roundabout, people want it to be changed to the Martyrs Square. So you can see the big flag. Can you see the big flag that's hung in the middle of the statue? And they put a big flag, and on it is written, Maidan Shohada, the Martyrs Roundabout.
That is one of the many people that spoke with Owen Bennett-Jones from our partner, the BBC. He was reporting in Bahrain.